Welcome to Chapels from Rosedale Bible College. Thanks for joining our community for weekly chapels recorded on our campus in Rosedale, Ohio. We hope you are challenged and inspired by what you hear. Enjoy.
So it is a pleasure once again to meet you this morning, and I'm very, very much inspired seeing this young men and women enrolled for a school like this, which is very encouraging. So many of you might have not heard that my English is not your English. It is some form of English, but not accurate English. My pronunciation may go crazy sometimes, so I'm sorry for that. So I've heard that though English was born in England and British England and grown up here and died in Africa where I am from. So you are with dead English. So greetings from my family members back from Ethiopia. I left about a month and some days now. So I never thought of my story to share to anyone until I come here when people ask it, would you share your story? So I would share a story of mine, and it is a comparison between these two pictures. This is a person I know about maybe 35 years ago, and another person on this side is a person who is speaking in front of you today. I am now in charge of many responsibilities back home, beyond my denomination, MKC. I am a board chairperson for all evangelical churches in Ethiopia, a board chairperson for Best Theological University in Ethiopia. I can mention after one the other. So I'm becoming a very good person, you know, very important person. But no one would have thought that I would be somebody about 30 years ago. So that is where I would like to share to you. So I was born and grew up in a rural area where there is no electricity, clean water, road. I used to walk about 1.5 hours for my elementary school, which is very far away from my home, barefoot, sometimes, you know, go hungry because, you know, we have scarcity of resources. So I grew up in the western part of Ethiopia. So found Jesus Christ as my personal savior when I was only a teenager. And I didn't know that persecution would follow. So now I learn it that Christianity is not only a joy that we cherish, it is also a cross in it. So the moment I received Jesus Christ as my personal savior, my family members kicked me out from home. I had to live by my own with no resource. I also dropped from school and had no place to go and hide myself. Because it's not like this that you can, you know, work for a day and hide yourself somewhere. If your parents were kicked out from home, since we are a communal society, no one would accept at their homes. No one feed you. No one would support you at any form. Because if they support me, they would be in bad shape with my parents. So everybody kicked me out from the community. So I experienced joy regardless of the messes in my life, but followed with persecution. I prayed for my, again, it is a long story. I may jump some of it. So the family member community kicked me out not to see me again. I dropped from school. Mostly I spent my life in the forest, sometimes in the big trees, the branches of trees were a very good sanctuaries where I joyfully sing to Lord, and I spent night and days, and mostly fruits of trees were my best and the delicious foods. And the joy that I never experienced before was bubbling from my heart, and I was joyful without nothing. So I mostly go hungry, but my joy was never quit. So now, whenever a community member got their family member sick, they would call me secretly to pray over their relatives. So the relatives instantly healed. It's not once, twice, it's multiple times. Now my family member heard that I am doing something secret without their knowledge, that they never and ever thought that I would do that. In the middle of that, my fifth brother had this wound over his chest that never went. It was there for many, many years. It could have been, I think, cancer. I don't really know. But they took him many places, but it didn't go. So now they contacted me through another person to maybe come home and pray over him. If he got healed, then they can compromise to have me at home. That's a good chance. Then I was happy to be invited home once more again. And I said, now I will come. If I come, you have to kneel down and hear what I have to say. They all kneeled down and they heard that Jesus is the Lord. I'm worshiping him. He is my Lord. I am now receiving a joy that I never experienced in my lifetime. So this is what made me decide to go by my own. They healed half-heartedly, but I prayed over the wound of my brother, and I went out. And then after a week, the wound tried to narrow down, and it dried. After 2 weeks, it is gone. Now they said, there is something that is working alongside him. So it is good to follow. Then my entire family come to know Jesus after a month or so. And now there are about 20 different congregations in the area where I was once kicked out. So praise God. So what do we learn from this? Maybe four things. One, God's grace finds us wherever we are and whatever situation we will be. I was born and grew up in a rural area, no modern comfort and recognition, but Jesus knew me when I was nobody. So Jesus founded me where no one saw me. So this reminds us that God's call is not limited to geography or status. He reaches people in hidden places and transforms ordinary lives for his grace. Have you remember the question asked, is something good come out of Nazareth? Yes. He said, come and see. So number two, joy comes with knowing Christ. It doesn't come from anything. If it comes, it is very temporary. But the joy that comes from Jesus is everlasting. When I come to become a follower of Jesus, my heart was filled, as I said, with a joy that nothing is in the world could give me. That joy didn't come from comfort or safety or from food I ate, but from knowing that I belong to Jesus. True joy in Christ is not dependent on circumstances, safety around us, house we live in, the car we drive, the knowledge we accumulated. It comes from Jesus. You can't even define the joy that you receive from Jesus. Just enjoy it. 3, persecution is part of the journey. It is part of the package. You enjoy the some part of it and deny other part of it, it doesn't work. If you receive Jesus, receive his with its fullest package and be patient with the persecution that comes alongside. But the persecution that I experience is not the case here, right? I don't think that you have open persecution in your context here. But it is part of the package. The Bible says, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. I don't mean that if you are not persecuted, you are not a Christian. I don't mean that. But there is some sort of persecution if you decided to be part of the body of Christ. For many Christians in North America, the challenge may not be open persecution, but there could be a social pressure, ridiculing one another or compromising. You know, I would assume that if the Bible says you are the light and the salt of the world, right? Then if we are a light, we are a light everywhere. It is like turning on the light in a handful of men and women in a dark house while they are naked. No one would welcome you being naked and turning on the light, right? So we are a light that we can't hide ourselves. So the pressure would come. Don't do this. Why are you doing this? You are not right. Don't cross my border. But we are a light anyway. We are a light with no border. The light has no border. It can light as long as it lights. So the lesson is the same. Being faithful to Jesus may cost you something, but the reward is great. So it is good to be different. Number 4, faithfulness is stronger than fear. Persecution taught me to depend on the Holy Spirit. I had nothing beside me. No brother, no sister, no mother or father. No food, no clothes. But the Holy Spirit was beside me to encourage me every night. When we face rejection or misunderstanding for our faith, remember that Christ himself suffered on the cross. People who followed him denied him. People who cherished him said, "We don't know him." His presence gives strength to stand firm with love and grace. Takeaway for you guys, mostly young people here. Don't be afraid of being different. Remain different. That is how Jesus called each one of us to be different in the world. Don't get influenced by peer pressure. We are unique. God created us that way. We are the light of the earth, not only for the states here. You are the light of the earth. No border for that. We are created unique. We are called to be unique, to change the darkness of the world into light, to shine the face of Jesus, to change the bitterness of the world into tasty circumstances where we are. We shouldn't sit and say, it's getting worse. We are the light to change it. Light has not be many to light the full house. A single little light can shine the whole room. So we are many here in this room. The call to follow Jesus is not a call to comfort, but to courage. You may miss your comfort zone sometimes. Be patient. Be courageous. Jesus passed through the same path. Joy and the persecution often work together. Both are signs that you are sons and daughters of Christ. Let your faith shine even when it is costly.
Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, please share so others can benefit from it as well. And be sure to check out our other podcasts at rosedale.edu/podcasts.